Welcome to the Powered by Transova podcast, where Transova team members and industry experts will cover how our reproductive toolbox of embryo transfer, in vitro fertilization, sorted semen, and cloning technologies can multiply the success within your livestock breeding program. Throughout our series, we will also cover a wide array of topics such as frequently asked questions, management and care advice, as well as client and location highlights.
Welcome back to the Powered by Transova podcast. Emily and Sarah here with you today. Super excited about our episode that we've got. Our guest today is the one and only Austin Wolf from Rensselaer, Indiana, who we won't hold anything against him for being a Michigan State fan. But thank you, Austin, for being here. How are things going?
Going good. This time of year is very busy, and we try to pack quite a bit of work in a very small window, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity to hop on here and just share a little bit about my history and how I got to where I am today.
Awesome. Let's kick things off. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about your background for anybody that doesn't know, and how you got to be where you are today.
So like Emily alluded to, I am Austin Wolf. I am the sole owner of Donor Solutions Incorporated in Rensselaer, Indiana. Grew up on a family farm just outside of Morenci, Michigan. I am the sixth generation of a family farm. I think it were over 170 years and counting from when my family homesteaded that farm from the government. So that's very neat to be a part of. And that farm is consisted of row crops, hay, cattle, and when I say cattle, cow herd, feedlot setting, and then we also have custom fed Holstein heifers for some of the dairies that are in the area. Growing up, I was very active in 4-H, swine and cattle. And in high school, I kind of shifted my interests and got more involved in athletics, specifically basketball, and kind of stepped away from 4-H a little bit. But quickly after college, pursuing a business management degree and then playing athletics in college, I came back to the farm where my grandfather and father had an established cow herd. And that was mostly at the time, Schaff Angus breeding. And they had went and purchased a couple key and main donors, got started out there at the deer dispersal from South Dakota and did some main on juice stuff with some other breeders, but we had a great base of cows that were excellent recent mothers. And so I kind of walked into that, and the donor flushing and stuff in our program was very fresh, very new. They had invested in them, but weren't sure where to go. But in all that time, I really my desire grew for the reproductive side of things. And I took a hold of some opportunities and got a free education in the reproductive science world from people like Dr. John Gunther from Lansing, Michigan. I owe a lot to that man. And he was one of the first people that got me started, taught me how to AI, and answered every question I had. And then from there, obviously, anyone that knows me on a personal level knows what Dr. Chuck Cannon means to me. And so between those two guys, I became really an open book and asked a lot of questions and got a free education from those guys. So after that, I became a client of Donor Solutions. And it wasn't long after that, in 2013, I moved to Rensselaer to take the herdsman position at Donor Solutions under Brian Hannon, which was Chuck's son. And I was here for two short years, and Brian was called into full-time ministry and had the opportunity to purchase Donor Solutions from Brian, and continued to work with Chuck Cannon at that time. And then at that time, working under Chuck, and then IVF services were really growing with Transova. I want to take time to shout out a couple of Transova that I also just really sought their knowledge and allowed them to kind of shape me, who I was, and my knowledge base for the reproductive side of things. I couldn't go without talking about Diane Brooke. She's been an influencer for sure. And then some of the specific vets from Transova that I've spent some time with are John Schmidt, Matt Bartlett, Todd Bransel, Daryl Funk, Jerry Matthews, Peter Schmidt, and of course the great Courtney Lemon. So we can fast forward to today, and we'll talk a little bit more later in the podcast, I'm sure. But those are some people that have absolutely helped shape me into the person I am in the reproductive world.
Awesome. That's quite a background that you have there, and quite a story. And it's neat to see what you've done with all of your experiences and then the people that shaped those experiences for you. You mentioned quite a few powerhouse names there. And so I think that's pretty cool that you gave them a shout out. You've come from a diverse background. Tell me a little bit about now. How are you still involved in the livestock industry today? You know, if you're Facebook friends with Austin, you see a lot of different posts and different areas that he's involved in. So maybe explain that to us a little bit.
Yeah, so I've continued to have a cow herd of my own, mostly just donors, and continue to raise different breeds of show cattle and breeding stock. Until this past spring, we actually took a big jump into a different venture. I absolutely loved showing swine growing up. And so I kind of wanted to pursue that passion again later. And that passion quickly turned into a sizable sow herd of about 75 sows. And with some help of some great people in that industry that have become good friends, Jesse Heimer, Todd Kennedy, Jay McCormick, and Nick Berrien. And those people really helped us establish a sow herd and give us opportunities to market those offspring of those pigs. And those are relationships that I really take to heart still to this day and have been very fruitful. And that industry was very much something that I looked at as a very big challenge that I embraced due to sows having two litters a year and the genetic progress and people not really, they're moving on from sires very quickly. So it was something that I took on as a challenge. It kept me on my toes for sure. And then last spring, we decided to disperse those as my kids were getting a little older, getting more involved. And obviously everyone knows there's enough to do at Donor Solutions. So we decided to disperse the sows so I could be more present in the interests of my kids. So,
yeah, I was going to say, Austin, when you had the pigs, did you ever sleep with all of that, all the stuff you had going on?
Well, I think you could talk to a lot of people that have had any success in the livestock industry, and they will say that at some point in time, or a lot of the times, you know, they pound the pavement hard and there's a lot of late nights in the barn. There's a lot of sacrifices made by those that have a family, especially a family that doesn't live in the barn with you, but that's not a bad thing, you know? So it's just one of those things where I didn't want to look back and have regrets about being present with my kids. So we worked a lot of nights till midnight, and I look back now and think, man, that was a little silly, but it was all worth it at the time. So
yeah, definitely. And just because you take a step back now doesn't mean that you can't come back later, you know, especially if your kids get into it, or, you know, when your kids get older and you need another side hobby to do, you know, that's always something that you can come back to. So tell us more about, you know, you mentioned it before about the Donor Solutions Transova partnership. A lot of people know that our team visits there. Maybe go into that, what that looks like and how it came about.
Yeah, so Dr. Hannon and Transova had joined together 10 plus years ago to provide IVF services at Donor Solutions. But then in May of 2020, obviously everyone that knows Dr. Hannon on a personal level, he took his desire to fish very seriously, and he joined the retirement group. And that started the transition for Transova to provide all the reproductive services at Donor Solutions. So at that time in May of 2020, all the conventional flushing, the IVF procedures, and the transfer, Transova and their awesome crew. And I'd like to give a few shout outs there too, because none of the services that we provide would be possible without those people. So obviously, people that have worked with our satellite in specific know Claire Dearnellis. She's amazing at her job. She takes her job very serious, and she cares about what she does for you. So she's someone that we absolutely could not do without when it comes to coordinating all of this. And then obviously Peter Peter Schmidt and Courtney Lemon doing the arm work. They've gotten us incredible results. And I've always said, you know, the aspiration part of the process is very important. Our lab embryologists, Kirsten and Chloe, they're very good at their job as well. So, you know, I just think that it's very important when there's all these steps of the process, you've got quality people that are very, very good at their job every step of the way. And so I can honestly say that our team is literally the best. I'll put them up against anybody. And, you know, I say that humbly, but, you know, I understand what it takes and how the margin of error is very small. So it's pretty impressive that we can have multiple steps of quality people doing their job in order to help people reach their desired outcome.
Absolutely. It definitely takes a team. And when you have a team that cares as much as those people that you mentioned, it makes a big difference, especially in terms of communicating with clients. We've said before in the podcast that we're technically in the people business more so even than the livestock business, because we have to take care of the people just as much as we take care of the cattle or livestock. Explain to me a little bit more, Austin, about you specifically, your role as a satellite owner. You know, you've gone into kind of what your team does and communicates, but, you know, what does your role look like specifically?
So for being one of the larger satellites of Transova, we're unique. We're privately owned. So Transova is a partner. We're not owned by Transova. But Transova does, like I said, provide all of the reproductive services here. But specifically in-house, you know, I provide a lot of our own client service. We use a lot of our own skill sets on a day-to-day basis for those processes and scheduling and such. On the other hand, I take it very personal to be an advocate to help Transova grow their services here. So I kind of wear a few different hats as the owner of Donor Solutions, but I'm very hands-on with just about every step of the process when it comes to our satellite here, the donors that are here, and the clients that we work with.
Yeah, it takes a lot to be successful in this, in our services. And that's why we have great people that, like Austin, that we partner with on satellites. Austin, you know, you've talked a lot about the IVF services that take place at Donor Solutions for clients in the area. What other services does Donor Solutions offer?
We are a bovine reproductive facility. So we house donors, AI females, recips. We do some recip setup as well. So we do conventional flushing too. We do IVF aspirations through Transova and transfer fresh and frozen ET transfers. But we also do quite a bit of AI services for people as well. We have a shipping department, and we also have semen and embryo storage services as well. And then we keep an inventory of semen on hand on some of the bulls that are pretty popular, just to help clients save some money on shipping expenses and kind of have that semen at some different locations just for people to grab as they need it. But yeah, that's in a nutshell some of the things that we offer.
Austin, Donor Solutions certainly has a good reputation within the industry. And, you know, your involvement within Donor Solutions kind of shifted as you evolved and Donor Solutions evolved. Can you explain to me how important building relationships has been for you throughout this process?
Well, I'd say, I mean, if you want to be successful in any business, networking is very huge. And with the cattle industry in specific, there are very different groups of people that have very different goals. And I think it's become very diversified. I think a lot of our clients, you know, at the beginning were people that were desiring to produce offspring for the show ring. But that has grown tremendously to where we've got a lot of different clients that have a lot of different goals in different sectors of the business. And a lot of those cattle never even see a show ring or an exhibition. You know, as we've maintained old relationships and built new ones, that's allowed us to gain access to people, like I said. And, you know, we've advertised for sure to a certain extent. But the thing that I would say that makes me the most proud is when so-and-so calls and says, "I was told I need to call you. You can help me." And I think that's one thing I adopted from Dr. Hannon, just the value to rely heavily on word of mouth and referrals. And nothing could make me more proud than when I get those phone calls. But I believe all those things are relationships that, you know, can be built over time. And I've always adopted the mentality if a client comes to their own conclusion that they want to do business with you, you know, I feel like they're much more committed to you in a lasting relationship rather than a situation where someone's twisting their arm, you know, you're twisting their arm to get them to use your services. So I think that's a much different approach. I think it's a totally different outlook. And then I'll say too, you know, that's one thing that I've always really told people that Transova does very well on the client service side of things is when you hit those situations that can be tough to talk about, or you hit a rocky road, and those people know that you care, and they know that you're committed to them, not only on the business level, but at a personal level as well. They know you're fighting for them. And so that's something that I've definitely taken to heart and I try to do every single day. But overall, I mean, relationships, kind of like Jesse Heimer's song. I mean, that's why we do what we do. So,
yeah, definitely. I think that's a unique part of our business is that the relationships, you know, people want to know you on a personal level and understand where you come from. And especially when you're dealing with people's livelihood of working with their cattle, I mean, that makes all of the difference. The one thing too, Austin, that I wanted to build off of before I forget here, you mentioned Dr. Hannon, learning things from him. And somebody told me that you can search flushes and great embryos and things. Is that something that you also learned from Dr. Hannon?
I did, actually. And I would say just a little bit of a few people that I've mentioned earlier in the podcast. You know, when I would make trips to Transova, I would look at some IVF embryos there in the lab. That's something that, along the lines of getting a free education, I really had an interest in, and Dr. Hannon allowed me that opportunity. And before Transova came on the scene for conventional flushes, I would search just about every dish and grade every embryo. And I would say also that really had a unique impact on Donor Solutions' success for me personally to be a part of every single part of the process. So when someone does business here, you know, there's really zero, you know, gaps in communication from, you know, when the shots were done, the schedule the donor was ran on, what the embryos looked at under the scope. And then I always tried to mentally track that when we would hear from clients or do preg checks, you know, and I could definitely, you know, remember in my mind what those embryos looked like under the scope. So I've had the opportunity to notch my belt a few times due to Dr. Hannon's willing to be. He's an amazing teacher. He always took the time. If you wanted to learn, he took the time to teach you. And so that was something that I'm always forever grateful for.
Austin, it sounds like you're a man that wears many hats. I can see why why you had to give some things up, because you do so many things and you do them well. And I know something else that Donor Solutions has a good reputation for is that the donor housing. Could you maybe touch on that a little bit and explain to people who might not know what that all includes?
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of a slogan, but it's something that we absolutely mean. And I say that I treat your cow when you bring them here as if they were my own. And I think people don't really get a true grasp of what that means until they get to know you as a person and what you care about and what emphasis you put on what that picture looks like. But everything from daily management of the nutrition, the health of the animals, like I said before, all the hormone schedules, knowing the breeds of the cattle and having the opportunity to flush, you know, mothers of some of these cows, it's just kind of given us a little bit of a fast forward button on maybe how to best reach the potential for some of these cows. But we do try to treat them all as if they were our own. You know, when we get animals in, we try to the best of our ability, sort those on size, weight, mobility, body score, are just a couple things. We keep our pairs separate and they're crate fed. We're very mindful of the fact that a lot of these cow-calf pairs we get, I mean, those calves need to be able to be marketed. So we do everything that we can to allow that calf to not miss a beat. You know, all of that being said, our goal is to keep the cows as comfortable as possible. So if we can group them, you know, with like-sized cows or cows that maybe need more feed than others or cows that don't get around as well, it seems like we've got a reputation for handling some cows that really are on the back end of their production. But we tried to help clients, you know, take care of those special needs animals the best we can to try to you know, get a few more collections out of some of those cows, obviously being mindful of the health of the animal, but that's something we take great pride in.
Austin, you know, I think you've got a lot of great experience from start to finish of managing donors, seeing the, you know, the collections, and then seeing the embryos put in and then calved out. You see the big picture of the, every step of the process. And I think a hot topic for people that are just getting into ET or IVF, or, you know, haven't done a ton, they always want to know, what did you do differently that was successful? Or, you know, what is that little tweak in your system that can really make a difference? What are some keys to success in your mind that when it comes to managing donors that make for a successful ET or IVF program?
Well, I would say that, you know, when you're trying to collect donors, no matter what form of collection you're trying to utilize, during general embryo production or times of stress, the most important thing you can do is be consistent. So obviously we have a good nutritional plan here, and we have ranges that we want to be in terms of certain levels of our feeds and stuff. But with beef cattle, you don't need through the roof, you know, off the chart levels of feed that you're feeding those cows. The most important thing you can do is be consistent with what you're doing. And with that being said, you know, when a cow comes here, she's consistently getting fed the same diet and even at the same times of day. And so once we get those donors settled in, that really plays a huge part in the comfort level of the cows. And, you know, the goal is to get all these donors as quick as we can to reach optimal level. You know, anyone that knows Donor Solutions, we have cows in and out quite often. So we don't always have clients that are willing to, you know, let a cow sit there for 30 days and just get acclimated. So you've really got to find a way to speed that up. So that's kind of just how we do it with some of the more consistent things. And I'd say, you know, if you want to be successful at anything, consistency is very important. Outside of there are some certain scenarios with certain ages of females or certain time frames of where they're at in production that can, we've seen trends that can present challenges, but we feel like we're doing everything we can to counter any of those situations that we might come across. So.
Austin, we've asked you quite a few questions and we've gone over quite a few different variables throughout this interview. Is there anything that you were hoping we would ask you about that we haven't, or something that you'd like to talk about that you feel is important, you know, as your role as the owner of Donor Solutions?
Yeah, I'd say the unique thing about me, and it's really fun to look back and see everything come full circle, but with the company that I own, you know, I started out as a client and then I was an employee. And now here I am, the business owner of Donor Solutions. And I believe that's allowed me to see the industry from every angle. It's allowed me to relate to the clients. You know, I know exactly how they're feeling, you know, and like I said earlier, you know, for me to be as active as I am in every part of the process, you know, is very important to the success of Donor Solutions. You know, people don't call and call me and ask a question about a donor, and I have to go ask whoever what the situation was. Or, you know, I feel like there's lots of bridges in every little part of thing we're doing here. And I've just been fortunate to be hands-on with so many of those things, even though there's only enough of me to go around. But I still think that plays a huge part into our success here. So.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that says a lot about your business and why it's been so successful and will continue to be. One last question for you here. Chloe said that we need to ask you about your cats.
Well, we did take a bet on whether that question was going to come up. So I lost the bet. So I guess I'll answer the question. Well, it doesn't take very long if you're maternally minded, no matter whether you're raising cattle or swine or cats. If you start with a good female, the other ones that come from her are worth keeping around. So it's a going joke. We've got a female cat that does her job, and she's had a few litters of kittens. So all the clients, and especially the Transova employees, really look forward to pulling in the driveway every week. So
is that a new business venture that's coming up, Austin, that we need to know about?
I better get a hold of Diane to see how we can do some cloning, I guess.
Right. You heard it first on the pod, on the Transova podcast, the donor solution cat line.
Cat division.
Yeah. I think I saw a Snapchat of Courtney pulling some kittens out from under something. Was that at Donor Solutions?
Yeah, it was like one of those things. You just, people that have mothering ability, you just can't turn it off. And Courtney's, her and Kirsten and Chloe, they make sure they count every one of those cats every time they're there. And we've already fed them twice that day, but they feed them again. And so I'm trying to keep them a little bit wild so they'll hunt, but they're doing a darn good job of socializing them for sure.
Oh, funny. You have to stick some in the Transova Suburban and send them home with her next time.
Yeah, she would appreciate that.
Yeah. Perfect. Anything else that we want to cover? Anything you wish we would have asked you today?
Nope. I appreciate taking the time just to hear my story and allowing me to, you know, give them some of those specific names of people that have really helped shape and mold me into the person that I am. And not that I've arrived by any means. I truly have adopted the approach that, you know, when we quit learning, we quit growing. And so I try to be an open book. I try to learn something from every single person I encounter every day. I think that if you want to be successful in relationships or in business at all, I think that's something that's very important and should be high on your priority list. So
absolutely.
Definitely good ideals to live by. Well, Austin, we appreciate you joining us today. It's a busy time of year for you. And so I know getting you to sit down for this long and not be busy with everything else you have going on is quite the ask. And we appreciate you entertaining us for this podcast episode.
No problem. I look forward to what the future holds and what God has in store for not only my family, but my business. And we look forward to, you know, growing and seeing what that looks like with Transova. So,
well, we appreciate everything you do, Austin.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we just finished a great conversation with Austin Wolf, who is the owner of Donor Solutions. If you're in the Indiana-ish area, you probably already know of Austin and Donor Solutions. But if you don't, then this was a great episode that really kind of dives into everything that Donor Solution entails and offers. And Emily, I think he did a really good job about talking about the people side of our business and how important those connections are.
Yeah, definitely. I, you know, just from a business standpoint of how, from where he started to where he is now, he emphasized those relationships and, you know, getting good people around him, which is important. But then even, you know, when he was starting out, asking the right questions and just being open to learning, I think says a lot about Austin and even just anybody that's wanting to get more involved in the industry. That's how you do it. Just ask questions and keep at it.
Yep, he definitely did an exceptional job of learning from those that he surrounded himself with. And, you know, he gives a lot of shout outs in his episode. And I think that was really neat of him to do, was, you know, give credit to those who helped get him to where he is today.
Yeah, most definitely. So, and we also touch on, you know, donor management a little bit, which I think is something that Donor Solution succeeds on, and along with, you know, the ET flushing and IVF services as well. So super excited to share this episode with everybody, and we will post information for Austin and Claire in case anybody wants more information about doing work at that site.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you have any questions, make sure you reach out.
Thank you all for listening to the Powered by Transova podcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to Transova. If you have any topics you'd like to hear more about, send an email to moreinformation@transova.com. Thank you.